What you don't eat is just as important as what you do eat, maybe even more important. And honestly, it's not such a crazy idea to fast occasionally, though I'm not going to dive much deeper into fasting here. If you are curious about fasting, you can explore some fasting protocols on your own. Personally, what I do for fasting is I skip breakfast 2 or 3 times a week, and every 2 weeks I go for a full fast for 24 hours. Because fasting actually gives your body time to repair itself. But okay, we are going to discuss today in this video about which foods you are better off avoiding if you want to raise your vibration. And keep in mind that these are general guidelines. Again, everybody is different, and some people, for example, digest fruit better than others. It's also, you know, it also has to do with your genetics and where you're from and, you know, what kind of foods are growing in the country or the region where you're originally from. But anyways, we are going to focus on, you know, what 90 to 95% of experts agree on that you should avoid. Along also with tips that I've gathered over the past 20 years of helping people with nutrition as one of the leading kind of like nutritional experts in the Netherlands. So first up, what you want to avoid is sugar. Okay, we all know that sugar consumption has exploded over the last century, and look what it has been doing to our society. You can see that obesity is everywhere. So try to avoid products with added sugar, especially, you know, packaged cookies or candies or bars or, you know, that kind of stuff. But also, you can watch out for these sneaky sources too, like ketchup or yogurt or cereals, or even some like healthy snacks are loaded with sugar. So, you know, watch your sugar intake. Next up is processed vegetable oils like sunflower or canola oil or soybean oil, because all of these oils are very high in omega-6 fatty acid. And omega-6 sounds very healthy, but when your omega-3 and omega-6 ratio gets out of balance, it's going to fuel inflammation in your body. And that's absolutely not such a good state to be in. Then there are, you know, these artificial additives to food. And, you know, they call it in Europe, they call it E numbers. And while not all E numbers or artificial additives are harmful, it's just safest to avoid them altogether. And that's really tough because nearly all packaged food contains these, you know, artificial ingredients. And if you really want to dig deeper, I'm going to share a table with you later that's going to break down which ones to watch out for. It's going to be a translated table from, you know, Dutch to English, but I think it can help you a lot. Another thing you want to avoid actually is undereating. So your body actually needs fuel to heal, especially protein. So protein, for example, is the building block of your body, and most people don't get enough protein, you know, in their meals. And skipping meals or cutting calories can drastically backfire in the long run. So next one up, alcohol. And I'll be very blunt to you. Alcohol has zero biological benefit. It's literally poison. If it were introduced today, it will probably get banned. Okay, it's a vibration killer, absolutely. So if you really want to drink or need to drink, go ahead. I'll talk about, you know, the importance of pleasure actually later. But your body and energy thrive without alcohol. But again, it can do something for your body because it can, you know, trigger this pleasure, you know, hormone. And lastly, don't fall into the trap of eating the same foods every day just because it's easy. Because your body thrives on variety. So different foods provide unique micronutrients and feed good bacteria in your gut. And, you know, you might feel great eating only fruit for a week, but, you know, eventually your body will crave nutrients that it's going to miss. And that's, you know, when problems creep in, and sometimes months or years later. If you're like fruitarian or something, you can feel good for a while, but it's going to creep out on you. Okay, so there you go. These guidelines, they work with any diet. So if you're doing paleo or keto or fasting or Whole30 or whatever, because at their core, most diets do the same thing. Okay, you get to eat fewer calories than that you are going to burn. And that works for weight loss, but the real magic happens when you focus on quality, on getting enough nutrients and avoiding all of this junk food, like all this, you know, like sugars or all this like artificial ingredients, all that stuff. So this is going to keep your vibration, you know, high in the long term. Well, in the next video, what I'm going to do is I'm going to flip the script and I'm going to dive into all the foods and habits that you should embrace to skyrocket your vibration. So I hope to see you in the next video.